The vote was 18-1 in favor of the mining ordinance. County Board Chairman Pete Russo says Gogebic Taconite was there and didn't like it.
You know what? I say this. If you say this mine is safe and you want to work with the counties and all those other things they say, why is it when we do something like this, you can tell by their attitude and their how they look, they don't want it.
Russo says the ordinance has some environmental checks and will require GTAC to reimburse the county for mining impacts on taxpayers. In fact, it requires a $100,000 deposit.
Now we have some say. Now, if they want anything done in this mine or they want a permit, they've got to come to Ashland County and they've got to come to the table.
GTAC has proposed a 4.5-mile-long mine spanning Iron and Ashland counties. A spokesman says the new state iron ore bill passed this year is enough regulation. Meanwhile, on July 1st, Iron County will vote on establishing its own mining regulations, requiring a $50,000 application fee and $100,000 impact fund. Iron County Zoning Administrator Tom Bergren says it's based on similar ordinances in Oneida, Rusk, Taylor, and Ashland counties. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.